Panel 8, The Final Outcome. Boxuyasin hissed with anger at the bottom of the pit. Huimang explained to his friend that the snake was, in fact, Unta, and he recounted the story that she had told him. Then they leaned over the side of the pit to address the snake. Huimang spoke first. "We are very sorry to see you like this, and we never stopped to think how much you were hurting when we used to live together. What can we do to earn your forgiveness?"
"In the past, you never defended me when others teased me or ignored me. So how can I forgive you so easily?" replied the snake.
Kyomsom looked at his friend and admitted to him,
"That's true. We didn't pay you enough attention, and all we can do now is ask for your forgiveness."
With tears in her eyes, Kyomsom added,
"In fact, you may find this hard to believe, but part of the reason why I agreed to join Huimang on this quest to find the sacred tree was in the hopes of finding you again, my friend."
On hearing these words, a solitary tear ran over the snake's scales, and she decided to give them the last remaining seed of the sacred tree that she had found among the witch's things. The tinies threw the feather in the air, watched it twist and turn, and followed it to where it came to rest, just as the crows had told them to. Then Huimang took out the seed of the sacred tree that Boxuyasin had given him. The field mice dug a little hole, in which Kyomsom placed the seed. Then she poured a few drops of dew over it, and took out a husk of a chestnut, and opened it carefully. Then she poured a few drops of dew over it, and took out a husk of a chestnut, and opened it carefully. Then she poured a few drops of dew over it, and took out a husk of a chestnut, and opened it carefully. A bright light sparkled, and Kyomsom tipped the powder over the seed. At once, the seed began to crack open, and the tree seemed to burst out of the ground. It was a magnificent tree, with a white trunk and golden leaves. It had this special magic, which distinguishes sacred trees from all others, and which allows them to grant wishes. Huimang and Kyomsom turned towards Boxuyasin and said to him, "You still have a good heart in spite of the evil that the witch cast on you. Thank you for your help. Now, as a just reward for your good deed, you can attach your greatest wish to the tree." The snake wrote its wish on a leaf and stuck it on a branch.
"Here is my wish."
The tree shone brightly, and the snake vanished. And exactly where it had been, there was now a little tiny curled up on the ground. Huimang and Kyomsom shouted with joy,
"Unta, it's you! You're back!"
The little tiny got to his feet.
"Where am I? What happened?"
And Kyomsom added, "Unta is no name for someone like you. It's thanks to you that the forest has rediscovered its balance and peace has returned.
You have saved us all, and for this your name shall now be Guwonja, Saviour. And the three tinies hugged each other with joy.
And now it is time to return home, said Guwonja.
They climbed onto the back of a crow and flew back to the world of the tinies. The three intrepid heroes were welcomed home by all the tinies. Little by little, the calm of the forest returned, and the different peoples of the forest lived in harmony with each other and helped each other. Their story became a legend that is retold to this very day to all the children of the tinies. And today, whenever the tinies wish to visit the sacred tree with all the animals of the forest for the full moon festival, they can count on their friends, the crows, to get them there. The end.